and get up in the middle of the night about 2 or 3 and finding it's low. And so I think that it's a very odd business. And some people, I know some people, for example, when I was in hospital, and they were, you were asking about what they taught you on injecting yourself, the chap in the bed next to me had different problems and complications with diabetes, and he said he was always the same. He was always 6.5 or something. Whatever he did, whatever he ate, whatever time of the day, it was 6.5. He said, no need to come and test my blood. And other people I know perfectly well, even if they're honest about everything, they do go up enormously, up and down and up and down, and you can't always trace it to something that's gone wrong. Drinking too much, for example. Drink an enormous amount of beer, a bit of sugar in it. All right, you're likely to go up, but certainly if you drink spirits. And I've always been a very big drinker indeed, until fairly recently. I think you never know. Sometimes with some people, if you're very fond of scotch or something, it goes up for a little bit and then it takes you right down. I think the people's individual metabolisms vary enormously. And clearly, if you're going to keep a reasonably steady average of what it is, it's going to vary for different people. Mine has always been, if I were extremely good, it would very much be between 8 and 12 rather than 4 and 6. Always has been the same. And if I mention this, well, you know, for example, this business of going from high to low within 4 or 5 hours, I say, well, this is a funny thing, but it does happen with some people.
When you were first diagnosed, were you offered any explanations as to why you'd become diabetic?
Yes, I was. They said there are 3 reasons, you probably, for most people, why you become diabetic, and one of them is genetic and hereditary. I say, well, I don't think there's very much diabetes in my family. I said, all right, we'll give it about my father, so we'll give it 2 or 3 out of 10 for that. And then they said about worry. Worry is a contributory cause, perhaps, for diabetes. I said, do you worry a lot? I said, well, I don't worry about anything except my children, you know. You can stop loving and liking all your nearest and dearest, but you can never stop worrying about them and hoping for the best. I said, that's a perpetual worry for everybody with children. They ought to tell you before you have any. Of course you're going to worry. And I said, I worry whether England are going to win at cricket. But that's fairly normal as well. And they said, oh, we'll give you 5 or 6 out of 10. The other reason, of course, is drinking far too much alcohol. So they said, well, how much alcohol do you drink? And so I refused to tell them. I said, I'm not going to tell you. I said, you know, I occasionally have a glass of beer. And so you divide by, you know, 4 or whatever it is. And a bottle of scotch. How long's a bottle of scotch last year? And I remember the last time, as I said, depends how big the bottle of scotch is. And I remember being told that this is not a laughing matter, not a joking matter. Please answer the question. How many units? I said, I don't know what units are. I said, I know what pints and quarts are and bottles, but I don't know what units are. And so I just divided everything by 4 and told them a lot of untruths about it. But even then he said, we're going to give you 9 out of 10 on the booze. So I think they gave 3 possible reasons, genetics and worry and hereditary causes, and then worrying mentality and then intake of alcohol. Yes, they told me all those things.
How long had you been drinking so much?
Oh, since about the age of 14. Since the age of 14. But I've not had a drink of alcohol for a year. No. I just decided I would try to give it up for a year. And I have done.